when you want me to start.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you today. God bless each and every one of you today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're glad in it, and we're grateful to be back here yet again in the service of the Lord. Amen. Jesus, truly, we can say that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. And we're just so grateful to be here on tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you for coming on out to be with us on tonight. Thank you. We want to say thank you for those that are listening that are across the miles for coming on out to be with us. Amen. Thank you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We do pray that you are intentional in your coming. Amen. Jesus, we pray that you have come with intention. We pray that you have come expecting the Lord to speak to you on tonight. Yes, sir. That's our prayer. Amen, Jesus. We're again just so grateful to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. So grateful to the Lord. Amen. For all that he's doing in this time and in this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, Jesus, we're actually going to turn it over to Missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen, Jesus, and she's going to come to you in her own way. And then, praise God, amen, she's going to lead us in prayer. Amen. But we're just grateful to the Lord. We're grateful. Amen. We're grateful unto him. Amen. And we have come to bless his name. Amen. Glory be to God. Missionary Fan, amen. You have the platform, my dear.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank each and every one, hallelujah, for taking our time to come and join us on tonight. We know that we're looking for God to do a great thing tonight, hallelujah. We're looking for him to bless us through the word of God tonight. We just thank each and every one of you from far and near, wherever you may be. We thank and praise God for you coming in, joining us tonight out of your busy, busy schedule. And we don't take it lightly, hallelujah. We know you don't either, because each and every one of us come to this line, hallelujah, expecting God to do something for us. I realize and know that, you know, we from different places and we got different needs, hallelujah, but we serving the same God that's able to do that above and abundantly of what we ask for. And I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for you and you. Thank and praise God for all our leaders being on the line tonight, hallelujah. We thank and praise God for all our leaders, your leaders. We just praise God for you being here tonight with us. We thank God, hallelujah, for you coming in, hallelujah. Everyone on one accord, hallelujah, expecting God to do a great thing, hallelujah. And yes, I said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will truly, truly, truly rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for coming in with us tonight, hallelujah. We had a busy day today, hallelujah, and I know you did too, but you took out the time to come, hallelujah, and you didn't come in vain, hallelujah, because we know that God is going to do great things tonight, hallelujah. And let's get our mind, hallelujah, and get our thoughts together, hallelujah, that we may go before the throne of grace, hallelujah, and petition God to do some things for us, hallelujah, some things for our family members, hallelujah, some things for our children, hallelujah, and not only our children, hallelujah, but our neighbor's families, hallelujah, the one that's out there lost. We're going to just go before the Lord tonight, hallelujah, and bring the young men and the young boys, hallelujah, the young girls, hallelujah, We're going to bring them before the Lord tonight, hallelujah. And we're going to ask God to move in their lives, hallelujah. So we come expecting God to do great things. And how many know tonight that he is able? He's able to do all things. And there's nothing too hard for God to do. Hallelujah, Jesus, no matter what the situation is, no matter what we're going through, hallelujah, God can do it, hallelujah. He can do it. I always say he did it once, and he'll do it again, hallelujah. So we're going to go before the throne tonight, hallelujah. We're going to go boldly before the throne of grace tonight, hallelujah. And we're going to petition God to do some things.
The recording has started.
We're going to petition God, hallelujah, to bring healing, hallelujah. We're going to petition God to do so many great things tonight because how many know we need him? We need the Lord, hallelujah. In times like this, we need the Lord, hallelujah. We need him more now than ever, hallelujah. So much going on in the world, hallelujah. Wars and rumors of wars, hallelujah, Jesus. Sickness all over the land, hallelujah. Somebody going through this and somebody going through that, hallelujah. But how many know we serve a God that can do all things and he can do anything but fail, hallelujah. We don't serve a failing God. We're serving a God that can do all things, hallelujah. And we're serving a God that we know we can trust. And we know that we can trust in him to take care of us and take care of whatever matter that we have going on, hallelujah. How many are glad about that? How many are glad that we serve a true and living God, a God that's mighty, mighty, mighty in battle, hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank and praise him for it, hallelujah. I am happy to be here tonight, hallelujah. I'm very excited, hallelujah, to be here with you all tonight, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, whom some I had never met, but I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And we're going to go ahead on and go before the Lord tonight, hallelujah. And like I say, put your mind and put your heart, hallelujah, on the Lord, hallelujah. And put your mind and don't go before him wavering. Let's go before him knowing. Let's go before him knowing that he's going to do exactly what we ask, hallelujah. Because a double mind is unstable in all his ways. And we can't get nothing from the Lord with a double mind, hallelujah. He's a God of miracles, signs, and wonders, hallelujah. And he can do all things, so we got to trust in that. Let's trust in what he said. He can do anything, hallelujah. Only thing he can't do is fail. So we are not serving a failing God. So let's bring our hearts and minds together, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah, on one accord, hallelujah, so we can go before the Lord, hallelujah. The song said, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can, I know you will fight my battle if I be still. Jesus, be a fist all around me every day. Jesus, be a fist all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you will, I know you can fight my battle if I be still. Lord, be a fence all around me. Lord, be a fence all around me. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God, that you are so due. We come before you tonight, Lord God, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God, your everlasting kindness, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us this day in the name of Jesus. We come asking you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power tonight on us, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Look down upon each and every one of us, place to place, Lord God, from city to city, Lord God, from country to country. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us and forgive us, Lord God, for all sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all iniquity, for all transgressions, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for any thought that we may have thought today that wasn't like you. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your mighty powers, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth tonight, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, Lord God, be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. Look, Lord God, beyond our faults, Lord God, see our heart, Lord God, and see our needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to be a fence around us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Be, Lord God, that fence, Lord God, that the enemy could not come in and touch us, Lord God. Let your blood cover us, Lord God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your blood, Lord God, cover each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on this line in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us be hearers of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit, Lord God, on each and every one of us, each home that's represented tonight, Lord God, each country, Lord God, far, Lord God, and near. We asking you this night to move by your spirit, Lord God. Have your way tonight on this line, Lord God. Have your mighty way tonight on this line. Let your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, Lord God. We asking you to heal. We asking you right now, Lord God, to deliver. We asking you right now to set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon that one, Lord God, that needs healing, Lord God, that person that has pain in their bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We asking you, Lord God, to even, Lord God, let your spirit and your anointing go into the hospitals and the nursing home, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and touch someone tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even those that's at home tonight, Lord God, need a healing, Lord God. We asking you to move this night by your spirit. Move this night by your mighty powers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know you able, Lord God, and we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We trust you with our whole hearts and soul, Lord God, and mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We asking you, Lord God, to supply every need according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you this day to save someone on this line tonight, Lord God. Someone that may be listening, Lord God, and that need, Lord God, you, and need answers, Lord God. We asking you tonight to touch that person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save, Lord God, deliver, set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Meet every need on this line, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us to hear your word, Lord God, and help us to be doers of your word tonight, Lord God. We ask you to move on the woman or the man of God that's going to bring forth the word tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God. Let your word come through, Lord God. Burn sin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you this night, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God. Save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Set free, In the precious name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glorify you. We're asking you, Lord God, to look down on Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, Lord God. All the advisors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We believe, Lord God, that you can do all things, Lord God. And we thank you right now. We magnify you, Lord, and we do glorify you, Lord God. We do lift you up. We do thank you, Lord God, for all things. We give you praise, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, no matter how it looks, Lord God, and no matter how it seems, no matter how it is, Lord God, we still trust you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the praise, Lord God, because you deserve all the honor and the praise. In the name of Jesus, for you are worthy. You are so worthy, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up. Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the praise, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you for that prayer on tonight. Amen. Getting us ready, getting our hearts ready for the word on tonight, for what the Lord is getting ready to say unto us. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. People of God, how many of you know we cannot go to God any kind of way? Amen. Glory to God. So we always take time to give honorage unto the Lord, even as the scripture declares, let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Amen. We come to be thankful unto him. Hallelujah, and bless his name. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Not some, but all generations. Amen. And we bless the Lord tonight. We give God praise. We give God thanks on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, if you have not, we want to ask you, if you will, to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in. Amen. Invite a couple of people to come on the broadcast with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, we know that this is, amen, Jesus, we know that it is, I almost said Friday night. My Lord, I'm already over into the week. Amen, we know that it's Wednesday. Amen, Jesus, and there are several people, amen, that are in Bible study, but we give God thanks. We give God praise. We're going to, amen, we just going to keep it moving, and as they come in, as they get out, amen, they'll come in. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We pray. Listen, people of God, we got to get it in any way that we can. Amen. As the scripture declares, here a little, there a little. Amen. Glory to God. And it all comes, people of God, to cause and bring us to understanding. Amen. Glory to God. That's why we come. That's why we come, people of God, that we might come to understanding, that we might understand the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Sister Mary, if she would come with a scripture reading for us on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we get ready for the word. Sister Mary.
Yeah, Lord, and sacred Jesus Christ. To Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN prayer warriors, to our PNN advisors, and to our listeners near and far.
Mary, we're seeing you on the platform, but we're not hearing you yet. Is your phone on mute?
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We do hear her loud and clear.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Sister Mary. Press star 6 again. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be taken from the 12th chapter of Matthew, the 25th through the 37th verse. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter to a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth the good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. I was in conversation with a sister this afternoon, and we were talking about that very scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for the word on tonight. Glory be to God for the confirmation. Amen. Of a prior conversation. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank him on tonight. Amen. For the reading of the word. We thank the Lord for the prayer on tonight. Amen. We just thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people, each and every one of us. Amen. We thank God. Amen. People of God, because listen, God is truly doing a work in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm grateful. Amen, Jesus. I'm so grateful for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. And I just want to as well acknowledge my leaders. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just thanking God for them. Glory to God. And we always like to acknowledge our leaders because, people of God, we want you to know that we're not a fly-by-night. Amen. Glory be to God. As a matter of fact, we've been here almost 2 years now, amen, and we're so grateful for the keeping and for the covering, amen, that the Lord has provided, amen, his anointing, amen, this work that was committed unto him, amen. We're grateful, and we're grateful, amen, for the teaching and the covering of our leaders. I just want to thank God for, amen, Jesus, my leaders, again, as stated, amen, for the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking God for him. He's our celestial intercessor. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, amen. And thanking him for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle B.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Thanking the Lord for all of our advisors, amen, Jesus, that come to, amen, extend the hand for the furtherance of this work, amen. People of God, we're doing it. It's all for the kingdom, amen. Not trying to make a name, amen, Jesus, but it is truly all for the kingdom of God, amen. And we thank the Lord because God has been doing some, he has been doing some awesome things on this line. And for this, we are so grateful, amen. He's been saving, he's been delivering. Amen. He's been transforming minds. Amen. He has been transforming minds. Amen, Jesus. He's been reviving spirits. Amen. He's been lifting. He's been redeeming. Amen, Jesus. Redemption is all working on this line by the word of God. And we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen, Jesus, that he's yet moving. He's yet moving by his spirit. Amen. And here we are, glory to God, yet moving with him. Amen. Glory to God, not ahead of him. Amen. Glory be to God, not too far behind him. Amen. But he's leading us, and we are walking. Amen. We're walking with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. Amen. Thanking God tonight for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanking God for each and every one of them and what God is doing in their lives. Amen, Jesus. We realize, amen, Jesus. Listen, he's bringing us all out of our comfort zone. Amen. Glory to God. He's causing us to rise up and be accountable. He's causing us to rise up and come to the forefront. He's causing us to rise up, people of God, and come to attention. Amen. For the Lord truly has need of us. Amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, that he finds us worthy. Glory to God. He finds us worthy not because of, amen, who we are, but because of who he is. Amen. Glory to God. He makes us worthy. Amen. He takes these old vessels, amen, cleans us up, and sets us aside. Meet for the master's use. Yes, sir. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, don't forget to go ahead and send out a text message. Glory to God. Send out a text message to a couple of people. Let them know to come on in. Amen. Let them know to come on in and be a part of. Amen. Glory be to God. Sheep beget sheep. Amen. Each one reach one. Glory be to God. Amen. If I was not on this platform, you best believe I would be texting up a storm. Amen. Glory to God. And you often hear that testimony about those text messages. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They work. Amen. Glory to God. So because I can't do it, amen, I'm on the platform. Amen. Would you do it? Amen. Take it out to a couple of people. Let them know that you're on. Amen. Tell them to come on and join you. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, you're still here. Amen. God has done great things and is doing great things for you. Amen. Let that testimony go and bless somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Oh, and as well, people of God, we want to let you know in the event there are some that are on the line now that will need to get off later. Don't forget April the 9th. Amen. We will be celebrating our 2-year anniversary celebration. Glory be to God. 2 years. 2 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just get excited all over again. Amen. But listen, we're going to be celebrating 2 years. We've been here 2 years, people of God. Whoever would have thought, but God knew it. Amen. Glory to God. So, listen, April the 6th is our actual anniversary, but we're celebrating on Saturday, April the 9th. Amen. And we want you to come. Amen. Just look for, amen, we're getting ready to shoot out the flyer to everybody with the specifics on it. When you get that flyer, listen, on your page, you go to your social media page, you go to your Instagram page, and invite somebody. Listen, we got to talk it up. We've been here. We know what God has done, what he's doing. Amen. And we want to let the world know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to let the world know, amen, what the Lord has done. Amen. April 9th. Amen. Again, will be our 2-year anniversary celebration. People of God, let's talk it up. Talk it up. Talk it up. Amen. Because the world needs to know what the Lord is doing. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to be rebroadcasting. Amen. Thank God again for our listeners that are continuing to come in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you that are coming in. We thank God for you. Amen. Come on in. Get your pen. Get your pencil. Amen. Get your tablet. Get your phone. Amen, Jesus. Whatever you need to take your notes on, glory to God, come on and let's go. Amen. On tonight, people of God, we are rebroadcasting. We're thanking the Lord that he's given us a library, people of God, a whole list, and he just keeps adding to. Amen. We have a whole library of word. Amen. Glory to God that we can, amen, access, that we can pull. Amen. And we thank the Lord. And tonight we're going to the library. Amen. And tonight we will be, amen, Jesus, blessed by one of our PNN advisors. Amen, Jesus. We will be blessed by her. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. I tell you, I believe she was the very first, as the Lord birthed this thing into my spirit. Amen. She was the very first one, amen, that I told about it. Amen. I talked to her, and I would go, and I would hear the Lord, and I would run back to her. Woman of God, do it. Listen, woman of God, this, that, and the other. Amen, Jesus. I wore her ear off. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And she was like Deborah. Amen, Jesus. Just encourage me. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead. Go ahead, sis. Glory to God. If the Lord said it, glory be to God. He's going to sustain it. Amen. Glory to God. But tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to be rebroadcasting one of her messages on tonight. And people of God, of course, she's no stranger at all. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God for her. Amen. Her mothering spirit, her words of wisdom. Amen, Jesus. Her real talk. Amen. She just keeps it real. Amen. So we thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for her. On tonight, amen, she's, amen, has her own platform, amen, Jesus, Ollie's Hour, amen, and we thank the Lord for Ollie's Hour, amen, Jesus, we bless the Lord for her on tonight, amen, Jesus, again, we're going to be rebroadcasting, amen, coming all the way from, glory be to God, Lawrenceville, Georgia, by way of ETC Nation, by way of, she's just an evangelist in her own right, amen, Jesus, various different ministries, but we're thanking the Lord that he has brought her to this ministry, amen, we're so grateful, and tonight, people of God, we want you to receive, amen, Jesus, the woman of God on tonight, glory to God, minister, evangelist, Ollie Booker.
All the pastors, to thank God for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for all those that have a hand, have had, and still do have a hand in helping to shape me. I thank and I bless God in the name of Jesus. I praise God for you, Minister Brad. I praise God for 2022. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I know a lot happened in 21, but I thank and I praise God that he saw fit and that he showed us favor to bring us into 2022. I thank and I praise God. I praise God for the ministry, our S.E. James ministry. I praise God for all of the ministers, ranging from the apostle on down. And I praise God for each one in every, your pastors, your bishops, and all. And I thank God for those four and near. I magnify the name of the Lord even for our Bishop James Randolph and Pastor Bennett. I thank and I praise God for co-pastor Sarah Heatherton, how when she was able to go and do sitting under her teaching. I magnify the name of the Lord. I honor the Lord even for those that have gone on and have transitioned for the teaching. I thank and I praise God for that. And I hope not to be before you long tonight. I really do. I pray not to be before you long tonight. But I just wanted to take time to tell God thank you. I wanted to take time to tell God thank you for all you have done. I want to take time to tell God thank you for all doing great things. He's doing great things in your life. He's doing great things in my life. God is doing great and mighty things, and I praise God for that tonight. I thank and I praise God for the TNN Global. And I thank and I praise God for all of the advisors. I praise God for each of you all tonight. Saints, I just wanted to tell God thank you for you tonight, for you all that have come tonight. Took time just to come. You laid aside what you wanted to do just to come. Just to come to lift up the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you thank you for doing that. I appreciate God for you. For you coming because you didn't have to, but you did. And I praise God tonight. I pray you could sing a song. I would sing, look where he brought me from. And if I could, if I would, I would sing, look where he brought you from. Just look, saints, and we just close our eyes. And we don't have to look. Oh, you can look from this morning to now. You can look from a couple hours to right now. Just where God has brought you from. When you thought you were going to obey them, make it through. But he brought you through. He brought you from where you was to where you are now. And just to sit down and just look back and just see God wonders and see the mighty hand of God have moved and just see the transitions that God is even doing in your life. And just look at the hole where you take it from one place and place it to another. Just to sit and look at every new in your mind when you just sit and just look and see that's how God is establishing you in the earth and how God is establishing you in the earth. And just to sit and look and behold the mighty hand of God and just to be able to see God's mercy upon your life and be able to see his grace and be able to see how he just embraced you with his love. When you just can look and see just how far he don't brought you. When you're able to look and see that he truly is a sustainer. That he truly is. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. When you can look and see that God truly is a bird of power. When you can look and see God is a heart fixer. When you can look and behold his goodness in the land of the living. When you can just sit and just look. Oh, like I said, you don't have to look far. Don't look back on 2021. I thank be to God for every trial, situation, and every circumstance. And every one that we cross paths with, because we cross paths for time and in season. A time and a season. Nothing happens just by chance, you know. Absolutely nothing takes place just by chance. Everything takes place for a reason. And everything takes place for time and season. And I just said, and I just looked and see just how when the virus first came out, how God just skipped over. How he skipped over and showed favor. And I thank thing of God even being tried. And this is a point of time that this year 2022. The name of the Lord that even family members, close family, when I say close family, that's close to the heart, have been diagnosed with COVID. I bless the name of God. I bless the name of Jesus Christ. I thank and I praise God that he shows favor. Not that he didn't show favor to others. I can tell the story, but I can tell mine. You can't tell it like that. I tell my own story. And I see how that God calls and calls it to come and not in our home and among my family. Yes, you and me, son and granddaughter, but I bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friends, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's not that I've lived so good or not that I've done everything as I ought to. I'm not going to pretend that I've crossed every T and I've dotted every I. But I thank God for grace and mercy because it took the case. I thank God. I just wanted to take time out to tell you thank you. All you want to do, we all is going through something. God is transforming all of us from one place and picking us up and taking us to another. But in the midst of it all, we got to trust God. You got to trust God. Then sink very much, and then get down where you got to be put in a hospital or ventilated. I thank be to God for that, friend. I thank God for that. See, God wants us to know him. To know him. Not of him. Not just to know him for what we can get from him. But to know him in his greatness. To know him. To know him. I just want to know him. And a lot of say, I want to go to heaven. I never died. I don't know where heaven is. I don't know, saint. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But wherever he is, I want to be. Oh, wherever he is, I want to be. Because even now, if we believe and accept the word for what the word says, we already sitting in heavenly places. And he already in this earth is up on has already come into us. If we have received, we have repented. And we have turned. Repent and turn. And from our wicked ways. And we turn unto the Lord. And God has forgiven us and washed us and cleansed us and sealed and baptized us in his spirit. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. No righteousness of your own that in us to boast. No righteousness of our own that in us to boast. But it's just his righteousness. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that thing. I truly thank and I praise God for what he's doing. I don't want to be before you long. I just want to tell and thank you. You know, sometimes we say, I'm sorry. If you ask the question, say, how many times can I forgive my brother? 7 times 7. And then you say, will you forgive me? And then you say, yeah, I forgive you. And then you say, Lord, they keep repeating the same thing over and over. And you said 7 times 7, but my Lord, how many times did you want me to endure such hardness and such vicious and such turmoil? And conniving and evil from someone, and you say, well, if your brother and I get it straight, ask you to forgive me, so forgive him 70 times 70. It's different and asking for forgiveness and to repentance. That's a difference. That's a totally different in repentance and asking for forgiveness. Because some people ask for forgiveness when they get caught. And then they say, I didn't mean that. I don't know why I said that. That's not who I am. That's the way I am. That's not the way I live. That's not the way I teach my children. That's not the way our family is. I'm sorry for that word even came out of my mouth. I'm so sorry. It slipped. I don't know why I done that. Well, the sister said, come on, visit her for a little while. It's the scripture said, what's in a man's heart? His mouth won't speak. What's in a man's heart? His mouth just speaks. So whatever you do, it's in your heart. And I've got to purge of those things and cleanse you of all those things that lie deep down in here. I got to cause it to come up and come out. I got to show you what fault that you really made of. So you say, I'm sorry. I won't do it again just like the children. And then the old little while they turn your back, they had it again. That's how we do, God. Sometimes we act as if he don't see. And we act as if he don't hear. But he's taking notes and he got good notes. We may miss some things, but he's not missing anything on us. Repent and sorrow. Saying I'm sorry is different from repentance. Oh, saying sorry can work to repentance. Don't get me wrong. Being sorrow can work to repentance. Repentance means that you turn. Break up the ground. That's your heart. Sowing righteousness. Godly sovereign. Then we'll turn. When we're not godly sovereign, we're not going to turn. We won't turn. When the opportunity presents itself again, you'll be caught up again. But the Lord won't establish us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to build us. Yes, he does. Yes, he do. God won't want us to get rid of our idols. Mm-hmm. Yes, he do. He wants to have preeminence of our life. And I hear Minister Bradley saying about God got great things as God would permit and as God would unfold things and reveal it and let things come to fruition, that it would be unfolded in his timing. And I thank God because God got a timing that's not like our timing. And I thank and I praise God for favor. I thank God for favor. I thank God for favor. All of our righteousness has filthy rags. And sometimes we can believe a thing and we can think a thing, we can believe a thing. But sometimes we have to read, we kind of look that thing over and see just because I believe this God, is it right? Mm-hmm. I thank and I praise God for everything that he's doing. And I thank God because God woke us. Want to work repentance, turn from our wicked ways. Because the scripture declares God will give every man according to his ways. Yeah? God will give every woman according to her ways. He'll give every girl and boy according to his ways. So God now stays in time for repentance. For that kingdom has come. He can be glorified to us. His name can be lifted up from the earth. And then he can grow all men unto him. Uh-huh. And I'm grateful to the Lord tonight for just one more day. I know the Lord has kept us. And his face has shined upon us. But then I want us to look at something here. I want us to look at something. I want us to kind of take the time and examine something here. Because he wants to turn from the idols and things, and the Lord is God is not faithful to his promise. God is faithful to all. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the forgiveness of your sin. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not that you might, you will. It's a gift. You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you repent to repentance, the time of ignorance, God overlooked. But now he commands all people, everywhere, to repent. All. Remember that word, all people, everywhere, to repent. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He don't have to do a job. He does it well. And when they heard these things, they fell, they sour. And they glorified them, saying, then to the Gentiles, also God has granted repentance that led to life. See, repentance leads to life. You want your name in the Lamb book of life? Repent, pleasing unto him. Repent from lying. Repent for wishing your idols. Repent for backbiting, truth breaking. Repent for brokenness. Repent. But when you know to do right, you won't do right. And it says, remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the work you did at first. If not, I will come to you. For he will give every man according to his ways. I come to you and remove your left feet. So God wants us to repent. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn to prayer, turn to fasting, turn to studying, turn to breaking bread together, turn to meditation, turn to being kind-hearted. You know, we got a lot of things, a lot of people, God knows and helps, got to tell to you. We got so many people with bad attitudes. There's so many people just with bad, no, just get bad, nasty attitudes. I'm not talking about those people, some of them people sitting out there in the bench. It's people, let's put it in the pew, on the pew, because we don't come up from the benches, only in the pew. Some of these can step back and get some benches. Well, you have these padded pews. You live there. I don't care for the nasty attitudes. I got all these talents, but I don't know how to be kind. I got all these credentials, but I don't know how to be tender-hearted. We need to repent. He said, through love and kindness have I grown thee. Now you got grown through love and kindness. Ah, your shoes may be shining now, but I remember they were dusty. That means my life, face, I had nothing to walk, going where I had nothing to go. And the Lord looked beyond my filthiness. Had mercy on me. And he said, it's all Jesus. Died for me. And he got up. Gave his life for us. That we can get up. We don't have to remain in the state that we are in. He want to renew our mind. Yes, he do. And he really wants our heart. He wants our heart. God coming back in a pure heart. He coming back in an upright heart. And over in Ezekiel, I'm going to hit a little 7, 8, and 9, just a little, all those 7, 8, and 9. When he was telling me, he said, son of man. When he said, son of man, that means I want to introduce it. Son of man. I want to show you something. Son of man, I need to show you something. Show me what's going on, son of man. I'm going to take you up to show you. Show you sometimes. Sometimes you have to show you where you are. Sometimes you don't get no better until something comes and bustles up. Hurt your feelings. Truth will hurt. Don't let nobody see you say it don't. Yes, it does. Sometimes before we get it right and get ourselves good with truth, we get hurt first. Son of man, I need to show you something. I need you to look and see what they're doing. I need you to look at Judah. I need you to look at Jerusalem. I want to show you something. He said, I want to show you something. I'm going to hit here and there. I want you to go and read it for yourself. Ezekiel 6, 7, 8, and 9. I want to show you something. I want to show you the wickedness. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, also thou son of man, thus said the Lord God unto the land of Israel. Again, the end come up on the four corner of the land. Now is the end come up on thee. And I will send my anger up on thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways. So he said, repent. I'm going to judge according to your ways. I'm giving time to repent and turn, because I'm not going to even spell woman, man, children. I'm not going to spell. I'm not going to even pity them. Are you saying I'm lying, Sister Scripture? I'm giving us faith and time to repent. Because I'm going to give every man according to his weakness. Yes, and he was showing him all about. He was showing him all the things that were taking place. And he even told him, look at here. You notice there a hole in the wall? You remember that? That's like the hole in the wall. And you know that some wrestlers, so you go to them wrestlers, the hole in the wall wrestling, they got some good food, God knows. But that was a song about a hole in the wall. Don't act like you ain't never heard it. I ain't always the same. So I ain't going to act like I don't have no memory of things, but I'm just not the same one that knows about all that. Don't indulge in that now. But behold, the day. Behold, the morning is gone forth. The rod have blossomed. Pride! Where is that? Why? Where is it? It's in his house. Wow! Violent. Dangerous. That's why you got to be careful what words you use with your tongue and what words you say with your tongue, because it can kill or cure. It can heal or it can destroy. It can build up and it can tear down. Oh, yeah. Powerful. No bones, but very powerful. He was showing an iniquity, and he was telling that not just you. Abomination. He said, great abomination. First of all, abomination. He said, great abomination. I want to show you what I'm looking at, son of me. So when I get ready to do this thing, and when I get ready now, and it's so I got this, you didn't see it. I'm not hiding it. Not hiding. I want you to see what I see. I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to dig a hole in the wall. I want you to, when you dig a hole in the wall, go through it. I want you to look at it. What's going on? And then one pastor, one part of the scripture said, look, it falls at my gate. Oh! But now I done came up to the door. We're in the house of the Lord. They walked and did all this stuff outside the house. Now they came in my house. And now I've got a problem with that. I have a serious problem with it. Because now you're doing much wicked. You're doing much abomination. Now you have lost respect for me. Now you're just rubbing stuff in my face. And I'm talking to the elders, yeah, ancient. I'm talking to those that know. I'm talking to those that are broke. I'm talking to those that I was taught my ways. I'm talking to those that I sit down and sold them. Uh-huh. I'm talking to those that I told others. Now you don't came up to my door of the house of the Lord. Now you don't came up in the inner court now. Now you don't came up to the porch in the altar. And now look, you didn't only stay down. Now you don't came up in my secret place. Doing all for too long. Hold on now. You're not going to stand now. If you think that you're going to take them all, but you got to remember, God will always have a strength. Y'all will have a limit. Don't lose yourself. He already told him that. Get that ink and mark him on the forehead. And don't trust him. And all the wicked that's going on, don't worry about y'all. Don't worry about the silver ain't going to do them no good. The gold ain't going to do them no good. They wealth ain't going to do them no good. Even if the buying and selling ain't going to do them no good. Pestilence and stuff going to take over. But make yourself ready, Saint. Repentance got to come. Make yourself ready. Because the world is laid up for the righteous. So if it ain't gonna do them no good. Mm-mm. They ain't gonna do them no good. We're not doing any good. I know it may look hard and seem like sometimes they keep saying this here, but then that's a point of time for all things under the sun. And I thank God, I told y'all I didn't want to hold you long. But repent. Let us clean up. What we don't mess up. Let us get strength of what we've been made with. turn wholeheartedly to God. Now, yes, God, give us eyes that we may have more fun. Living for God is not dull, and God ain't gave you this great life for you not to be able to enjoy life, but enjoy it, you know, in righteousness, in a clean and upright way. Yeah. You could do things, and I know when we were growing, we made like we couldn't do nothing but go to church. Nothing but go to church. Nothing. When I tell you nothing. But go to church. That's all I know was church. Then you get old enough, you grow up, then you stop going to church. Because that's all you went, church. Church in the morning on Sunday, church in the evening on Sunday. Tuesday, you got to go out from a house to do prayer. Then on Wednesday, you got Bible study. Then on Friday, you got evangelistic service. And on Saturday, you got Sabbath. Then you leave Sabbath, you got to go somewhere and pray with somebody. Go to the river. Go somewhere to the hospital and pray with people. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thank God for my brain. Don't get me wrong now. Because it made us strong. Yeah. And our children said we came to nothing. God didn't say we couldn't do anything. He didn't say that. He didn't say, but whatever you do, you got to do it decent and in order. That's all. In order. Whatever you do, do it in an upright. Do it in a clean way. Because he's saying now, I ain't going to have pity. A son of man, I'm not going to pity. You're not going to pity them. You're not going to pity this and that. No, because they act like I had never told them nothing. And it's just like I was no in your junk. Then you got where you didn't care what I saw you doing. Then you're going to sit up, mama don't see us, daddy don't see us. Oh, mama and daddy don't forgot that. Please, child, please. Man, they keep saying they're going to get us. They ain't going to do nothing. Come on, we don't. I tell you what, we'll try it one more time. She couldn't get by. But the Lord let us know he have not forsaken the earth. And he do see. No. Yeah. How he gonna forsake the earth when there's a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God? How he gonna forsake when everything gonna be made new? How he gonna forsake? And we are earthly vessels. They're going to get cleaned up. But I just come tonight to talk to us just a little bit that we got to repent because there's great abomination. He said, off from my sanctuary, turned in yet again. And thou shalt see great abomination. Great. Not a little bit, but great. That's going to be in chapter 8 and verse, if I'm not making a mistake. So what about so I could be kind of hidden and because it would take me more time to just go over this like in depth like I really want to. But repent. We got to get it right, saints. We got to get it right. Love one another. Forgive one another. Uplift one another. Encourage one another. Don't mean I got to be with you every day. I got to, you got to be with me every day. I don't mean that I got to be in your face all the time. You got to be in mine. It don't mean that Melissa Bradley got to call me every day. It don't mean I got to call her, but one thing about it, she better know I love and praying for her. Uh-huh. I still have her at heart. And also, the ministry. And I just want to thank and praise God for you all tonight. I thank and I praise God for your patience tonight. I thank and I praise God for what he don't do and what he is doing in 2022 and whatever you doing in this season, Lord, don't forget about me. But whatever you doing in this season, don't do it without me. Cleaning the heart, don't do it without me. You renewing my own, don't do it without me. You make a pathway straight, don't do it without my making mine. You ain't knowing the reside and restore, don't do it, God. don't leave you out. Don't do it, Lord, without me. I beseech you, please include me in it. Because what were you doing in this season? Your Father. Father, the poor name of God will rest upon you. Don't leave me out. Don't do it, Lord. I hope to know you, not of you, and not that I can get from you, but to know you. Just want to know you. And for whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord. Don't do it without me. Whatever you do in this season, Father, in the name of Jesus, don't do it without me. If there be any tonight that want a closer walk with the Lord, please come. If there be anyone tonight want to be strengthened, you can come. There be anyone that wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can come. If there be anyone that want to give your life to him, you can come. You can come. You can come. Come. But whatever he's doing in this season, I don't want him to do it without him. He's pouring out blessings. Don't do it without me. He healed him. Don't do it without me. He's strengthening. Don't do it without me. We want to be included. We want to be included. And whatever God is doing, will there be one tonight?
Father,
if there be one.
Come on. Let him strengthen you. Let him build you. Let him renew you. Let him restore. You can come. I can come. Whatever he's doing in this season, I don't want him to do it without me. Mm-mm. I don't want him. He's strengthened. I want to be strengthened. He delivering. I want to be delivered. He building up. I want to be built up. He renewing. I want to be renewed. He restoring. I want to be restored. Wherever I have lack at, he saving. We all need saving from something. We all have need of being saved from something. You could come over and start sick and come on over. We all have standing in need of something from the Lord. We have not arrived yet. We're still in the press. We're still being made and molded unto that perfect man, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I bless his name, Jesus. Come on, come on, saint.
Come on, come
on. Wherever you are, you could come. If not, if no one desires prayer, everybody's okay. No one needs to be strengthened. No one needs to be built up. No one needs to be encouraged. Nobody need healing. Family's doing well. All is well. That's a blessing. That's all right. All is well. In the name of Jesus. We got to be careful because you got somebody that mimic everything you do. I got to be careful. I have to be careful. I got somebody mimic everything you do. We got to mimic Christ. Because these children, everything you do and say, they're right there. Right there. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Bye-bye, they're going to do it. Proof right, they're going to do it. Whatever you're doing, they're going to mimic us. That's why we got to be careful for nothing being an example. In the name of Jesus, we do praise the name of the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord for Minister Bradley. Once again, we thank and praise God for all our leaders and your leaders. We thank and praise God for each of you all coming. We praise God for the mother that opened up tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise God for the prayer warriors. We praise God for their growth. And in the name of Jesus, Lucia, that's it. Now, thank you. The name of the Lord for that. And we thank and praise God for what he's doing in our lives and in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise God for Minister Bradley, and I thank and praise God for her walk, her dedication. And I praise God for your walk and your dedication in Christ and your growth in the Lord. Don't lose nothing you have gained. Don't lose nothing that you've gained in the Lord. And don't lose anything that you've gained for one another that can help build up your spiritual muscles and open up your spiritual eyes and give you insight. Hold fast to it. Hold fast to it. Because the Lord will give every man according to his own deeds that's done in his body. And I bless the name of the Lord for Minister Bradley. You're doing a great work. Don't come down. Come down. You're doing a wonderful work in the Lord. Don't come down, Sister Mary. Keep reading. Keep reading. Because one thing, we can't say we don't hear the word. You come on, you read, and you give us the word right then and there. The word coming for us, raw word. We praise the name of the Lord for each of you all tonight. And we love you. Minister Bradley, we love you. We're praying for you.
Thank you.
Stay encouraged, stay focused, and stay pushing. Keep pushing through it all. Keep pushing and let the Lord have his way. I'm going to turn it back over in the hand of Minister Bradley.
Yeah.
To see if she have anything that she would like to say. No one wanted prayer, desired prayer, needed prayer. And after she finished, we'll come back on and we'll pray. And let it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just close it out. And you heard the word and I heard the word. And it come to me first. I want to be a doer of that come forth out of my own mouth, that I don't be a castaway and I become lost myself. We love each of you all. Our prayer for each of you all, you continue with the Lord. Continue to be strengthened in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind, and that your family continue to be strengthened, that God watch over them, keep them, and save them, and bring deliverance. Not all our families from near and far, and that God be with those that is in warfare, both spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, financial, whatever the situation may be. We're living in some perilous time, critical time, but God is still God. Hey, God is still God. Hey, God is still God. God is still God. Hey, he changed not, saints. Changed not, saints. He said hi. He looking low. He changed not, saints. He's still God. Hey, no matter what's going on, he's still God. He's God. He's still God. Hey, we got to continue looking to the author and the very finish of our faith. That's Christ Jesus, and get it right. How supposed to be saved, get saved, stay saved. And if you're not saved, it's time to come to Christ to get to know him. Put Christ on. Put him on. Put him on.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, God bless you. And Minister Bradley, Minister Bradley. Hey.
Praise God.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you, Minister Ollie. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen to God. Amen. God is God. God is still God. And he is requiring repentance. Amen. Glory to God. He is requiring change. Amen. Glory to God. Not walking in our own way. Glory to God. But walking in his way. Amen. Glory to God. There is a way that seemeth right. There is a way that seemeth right. Glory to God. It's so close. Glory to God. But we don't want to be so close. Amen. Glory to God. As a woman of God says, we need to put on Christ. We need to let Christ, amen, Jesus, let him be revealed in us. Glory be to God. Let him be God of our lives. Amen. Glory to God, for he's calling for a people, amen, that he can put his name upon, amen. And we want to be that people. Glory to God. We want to be that people. For just as sure, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, if we ask, he's faithful and just to forgive us, amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen. The Lord is still requiring holiness, still requiring repentance, still requiring righteousness, amen. Glory to God. Even in this time, people of God, nothing's getting by. Amen. As the woman of God said, we got to give an account. We're going to have to give an account of everything. Amen. Every word spoken out of these vessels. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise for the word on tonight. Anytime the word comes forth, people of God, it gives us an opportunity to get it right. Every time we hear the word, it gives us an opportunity to get it right, an opportunity to change, an opportunity to turn around. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, for the word. We thank God, amen, for you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight, amen. And we just, amen, want to, amen, speak a word of amen and say a word of prayer. Amen, over your life, amen, for your faithfulness on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you for your goodness. We magnify you tonight for your grace, for your kindness. And tonight, oh God, we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you, glory to God, for this vessel. This vessel, this woman of God that you've chosen in this time and in this hour. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for using her. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for ordering her steps. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for just being God all by yourself. We're thanking you for what you've done in her life, for what you're doing in her life. Father, we just want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you tonight, oh God, and ask, glory to God, that you would strengthen your servant now. Father, strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We ask you to strengthen her tonight, Father. Fresh breath upon her tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to continue to be the wind beneath her wings. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus, as she show forth your glory, as she show forth your praise, as she show forth your strength. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you tonight for being formed in her. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for open doors. We're thanking you for open doors, glory to God, for this gospel to go forth in the earth. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We're asking you to bless her. Oh, God, bless her. Glory to God as only you can.
Glory.
So you know what she have need of. In thy precious name, Jesus. And we're thanking you tonight, Father, for you shall supply her every need, her every desire. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, again for open doors. Thank you, glory to God, for open doors for this gospel. Open doors, glory to God,
glory,
that you can be a witness to your name, a witness of your glory, a witness of your salvation, a witness of your holiness, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless
you.
We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your divine leading. Thank you for your divine guidance. Even now in thy precious name, Jesus, we say continue to have your way in our life. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. Father, we're thanking you, oh, God, for favor, for causing you to shine upon her. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We glorify you. We honor you now for these things, for we do count them all done. And we say tonight, hide us behind the cross. Cover us in your shed blood. And for this, we thank you. We praise you now for this word in thy precious name, Jesus. In every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord again on tonight, amen, for this word, for his messenger on tonight. We thank him. We thank him. Glory to God. People of God, take this word, amen. Don't just be a hearer, but a doer. Take this word, glory to God, and let this word, amen, shine into your being. Let this word illuminate his will for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Let this word do a work in you, people of God, in the name of Jesus. And we just give God thanks and praise tonight, people of God. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast as always. Amen. Glory to God. Simply text us. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Those of you that are listening via Amen Jesus Radio, Blog Radio, you can text us, amen, as well. The number is 678-608-7234. And again, it's 678-608-7234. Amen. You can reach out to us, amen, Jesus, glory to God, via WhatsApp. Amen. Our international listeners. Also, don't forget you can go out to our PNN Facebook page. Glory to God. There we house our broadcast as well. Glory to God. You can go out and listen to any of our broadcasts at any time. Amen. Glory to God. Those that don't have Facebook, you can go out to the web. Simply type in Prayer News Network, amen, Jesus, and there you will see our broadcast as well. Amen. If you like podcasts, glory to God, you can, amen, access our podcast there on the web. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, if you would like to get a copy, amen, in particular, amen, for those that may not have Facebook, certainly text us. Text us, amen, we'll get a copy to you so that you can send it. Amen. So you can send it, amen, to as many people as the Lord lays upon your heart. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to get this word out. Get this word out to somebody. People of God, the very word that you send may be the very word that saves somebody's life. Amen. We know our situation, but we don't know anyone else's situation. Amen. Glory to God. Not to the in depth of. Glory to God. But see, people of God, let me tell you something. God knows. He knows every situation, every circumstance. He knows the very hairs upon each and every one of our heads. And people of God, we can send this word and let this word minister to somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Let the word do the work. We just want to send it in obedience and let the word do the work. Amen. Don't forget now, April 9th. Amen. April the 9th. Glory to God. We will be having our two-year celebration, anniversary celebration. Amen, right here on the PNN. Listen, people of God, we want you to invite somebody and tell somebody about it. Amen. Tell somebody what the Lord has done. Invite somebody to come to this anniversary celebration. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to have a time in the Lord. Amen. We're going to have a time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. And I just believe somebody's going to be blessed. Somebody's going to be saved. Somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to be set free. All by the Spirit of God. Amen. Again, that's April 9th. April 9th. April 9th. That's a Saturday. Saturday, April 9th. Amen. Just begin to look for our flyers. If you have social media, go ahead and send it out. Amen. Give it to someone. Amen. Once you're able to drop it out there. Go ahead and start tagging it and send it. Amen. Invite people to come. Invite someone who's never been before. Amen. This will be a perfect opportunity to let them know so that they can come and see for themselves what the Lord is doing on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, again, we thank God for his messenger. We thank God for you, Minister Ollie. God bless you all over again and again and again. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, amen, Jesus, for final remarks and for the dismissal of the line.
God bless you again, Minister Bradley. May God be with you. May God strengthen you. May God keep you. May God watch over you. May God give you sweet peace. May God continue to bless your going out and your coming in. May the Lord continue to bless what your hand touches, wherever your feet tread. In the name of Jesus, may God continue to bless that word that he is embedded in your heart. He is embedded in your heart and in your spirit. And that it come forth in due season and not before time, but things come forth in life in a due season. Everything has a season. Everything under the sun has a season. God bless you. Now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace, one more time just to tell you thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you for our opportunity just to say thank you. We thank you for being so gracious. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, for forgiveness of sin. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that you love us so much, Father, that you gave. You gave your only begotten, that whosoever believeth in him and on him, we don't have to perish, but we can everlasting life. And for that, Lord God, we come to say thank you tonight. Thank you for your total, complete deliverance and healing. Thank you, Lord God, for setting the captives free. Thank you, Lord God, those that heard your word, that it go into our hearts and our spirit, God, and bring forth, God. Bring forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth life within us, God, not just ourselves, but in others, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to keep watch over your people now. Boy and near, continue, Lord, to save. Continue to save our families, our loved ones, and, Lord, those that have not come to you yet, but must come. Keep them, God, for such a time of their deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, hey, give it, I know your angels already got charge of watching over them both day and night. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We just want to thank you for your word, God. For you sent your word to heal us. Heal us, God, of all manners of sickness and diseases. And we thank you for it. Now, God, be with this people. Watch over this people. Bless them going out and coming in. Continue, God. Continue to raise us up that we can be that that you desire for us to be. And continue to bring us and push us and direct us in the way you desire us to go. And remember everyone that are called by your name. Everyone, God, that have taken on your name. Keep them, God. Keep them, Father. And even when the enemy come up and eat of their flesh, cause them to stumble and fall. When the enemy of their life, the enemy of their life fight against those that fight against the body of Christ, kingdom of the Almighty God. From all over the world, from all over, God, fight against those that fight against your people. Fight against those that fight against your righteousness, Father. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, hey, that mankind will be able to see and know you still God, hey, and you still in charge. You still God. You're still God, Father. And we thank you. Cover us now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Continue to watch over us both day and night. Bind up the very will of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, cause your people to have sweet sleep in Jesus' name. We thank you one more time just for this time and space just to come together and magnify you and to give you glory, honor, and praise and just to lift your name up. Bless, God, those far and near. Bless the hearers. More than anything, bless the doer. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints of the Most High God. And good night, good night, good night. God be with you. In Jesus' name. Good night, saints.
Amen.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
All right. Go ahead, Scott.